Will Falk will be speaking at the University of Oregon Law School on March 8th, and on Tuesday night in Portland, he will be speaking at the Lucky Lab in Portland. For details, go to Oregon Community Rights Network, orcrn.org. I am Suzanne LeGrand for KBOO Community Radio News, KBOO Portland.
This is KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Arnica String Quartet and Peter Zisa on Saturday, March 7th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Community Music Center in Portland. The Arnica String Quartet, joined by Peter Zisa, brings you a celebration of Beethoven and the triumph of the human spirit through adversity and isolation. Again, that's the Arnica String Quartet and Peter Zisa on Saturday, March 7th, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Community Music Center, 3350 Southeast Francis Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio holds an open meeting concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Program Advisory Committee meets the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Industrial streets, class lines, money talks, turning language to paper pieces, rich man's war, free man society, raging violent insecurity, nuclear man, nuclear woman, unclear how to act, rich man's war, Pershing's cruising Europe, America, Russia, governmental nuclear views, industrial allies cutting the world as though they cannot see blood flowing. Rich man's war. Central America bleeding, wounds same as Palestine and Harlem. Three Mile Island in El Salvador, Pine Ridge in Belfast. Rich man's war. The poor, starving for food, starving for land, starving for peace, starving for real. Rich man's war, attacking human, attacking being, attacking earth, attacking tomorrow. Rich man's war, thinking of always war, thinking of always war. With machines for ancestors, new unborn generations, chemical umbilical cords are only wiring, in your electrical progress, human lives burnt offerings to the god greed. With lies for ancestors, there is no truth in some futures. Rulers of minds feeding next generation souls to the control machine. Sacrifice ritual for the profit technology. With isolation for ancestors, there's only the present bought by the credit material uses. Forging chains binding you to destruction. The compliments of your deities, the industrial priest. face who we really are. Some point we have no choice. Distant star, distant light. In real world, we are human being. In shadow of real world, we are being human. Neon mask for neon flash. Distant thunder, distant cloud. Passion's rain. Drenched in possession, what we take is hard to do. What we do is hard to take. Some ones are crazy, or maybe we take turns. Dreaming about some kind of life, we say it could have been different. But it wasn't, because we weren't. No matter what, it turns out the same. A lot of things we said weren't true. Industrial stories in an electric instant. Neon mask. Neon flash. Neon flash. Thing is, nihilistic desires. Civilized, gone insane. Didn't imagine it turning like this. Some things start good and go bad. Some things get bad and stay bad. Are we caught in between living a lie or not living at all? Eliminated choices, lost in dreams we let go. Memories we never got to have, something else to think about. Waking up in industrial society, surrounded by angry days. Going through motions of not being. Wanting the best but not expecting it. Surviving paid for in dreams. Feeling like a world alone. Serving God with the devil to pay. Feeling like something in no place. What goes on in hell anyway? Thing is, it has to do with heart. We have to understand what hearts are for before we can get back to heaven or paradise or the power in our mind. Tell you what happened. I don't know, man. I was one of his army. I mean, man, I was on his side. He made us feel all right. We were the first wave in the post-war baby boom. The generation before had just come out of the Great Depression and World War II. You know, heavy vibes for people to wear. So much heaviness, like some kind of voiding of the emotions. Their music, you know the songs life always carries. You know every culture has songs. Well, anyway, their music was restrained emotion. You know, like you didn't want to dance if you didn't know how, which says something strange. Well, anyway, Elvis came along about 10 years after the nuke, when the only generals America had and the only army she had were Ike and Mac, and Stupor hung over the land.
Thank you so much, John. That was beautiful, beautiful music. Coming up next is Rose City Native Radio, and this is a pre-recorded show. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Enjoy.
I mean, Ravenous the Beaver showed us could only be a foretold future.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us Nindin first then?
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. We got music, poetry, and more for you today. Stay tuned. Starting off the show, this is Nako Bear and Medicine for the People with Vultures of Culture.
The situation in which you're living, and it all starts to make sense. The vultures are culture, and they're picking on all my friends. It all starts to make sense. All indigenous and present men. Well, I dedicate my life to the people who need the light, help them rise above the scam on the land and their lives, and I'm caught in like a knife, all the lies by the slide. Independent of this democracy is really worth the buy. My request is reasonable, a sharp, undefeatable ambitious, deep moving towards solutions that are feasible. It's unbelievable, all the slow moving people, they could care less just as long as they are comfortable. Man, it's unforgivable, because the conditions now are critical. Whether or not you're ready, we are now approaching the pinnacle. It's difficult to say exactly what to do, but the change begins with me, and I'll reflect it back to you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you.
believe you choose. Come on, man, make the movement move. It all starts to make sense. It all starts to make sense. With all these omens and the moon phase we're in, it all starts to make sense. Well, I dedicate my life to the people who need the light to help them rise above the scam on the land and their lives. And I'm cutting like a knife all the lies by the slice. Independent of this democracy is really worth the fight. My request is reasonable, a tribe undefeatable. Ambitious, deep moving towards solutions that are feasible. It's unbelievable. All the slow moving people, naked, careless, just as long as they are comfortable. Man, that's unforgivable. Because again, this is now a critical. Whether or not you're ready, we are now approaching the pinnacle. It's difficult to say exactly what to do, but the change begins with me, and I reflect it back to you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Use your ability to choose. It all starts to make sense. It all starts to make sense. It all starts to make sense. It all.
Protest this whole mess, we go east, we go west. Police protect those corporate connects. Canadian corporals blatantly control for the state's economical debts. Let the rubber bullets spray, others getting pepper sprayed. Eagle feather getting waved, dogs tethered to the chains. Never sever up my veins, the river on the plains. You bring the fire, we bring the breeze. Just like Goki, the elite thugs who smoke you, put a rubber bullet to your chest. These peaceful protesters, praise from ancestors. We bless universal law, bring the justice. Yes, can't cut this, judge this. Just truth when I bust this. One of my bucket list, tuck this and cause a ruckus.
I feel the changes, I feel the changes. I feel the changes, I feel the changes. I feel the changes, I feel the changes.
That was Heaps the Earth Child with Rubber Bullets, and before that, Nako Bear and the Medicine People with Vultures of Culture. Coming up next, this is Native Brother featuring Thunder Voice Half Kenny with Native Woman here on KBOO Portland.
Way-o, way-o, way-o. Way-o, way-o, way-o.
I'm a vortex traveler, aligned with galactic sources. Don't worry about no BS or no static, handle that automatic. I travel the grid, that's just what it is. My energy way too powerful to gravitate to the negative. You gon' feel me in the vortex when I enter in the circle. Meditation and passionate sexual healing is just so amazing. Can you feel me, my? I'm talking to you, my native, my native woman. Ooh, I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Shower down on me like the star you are. Cause you're my native woman. I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Shower down on me like the star you are. Cause you're my native.
Yeah, she got that mean work. Education with that B word. Knows how to handle a business. Intuition, got that knows what it is next. And I'm a pipe carrier like a daddy. She's so ceremonial. See, that's our life. But later on tonight, shorty gon' ride on my saddle. And she tryna win a medal. And damn right I'ma let her. Cause when it's cold and lonely down and out, she knows how to make me feel better. And she's my native. I'm talking to you, my native, my native woman. Ooh, I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Like the star you are, cause you're my native woman. I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Like the star you are, cause you're my native woman.
They call it a pipeline, but those on the front lines know that black snake was sent for us to grow, to shed the skin our ancestors pray of wounds old and calloused, so that we may stay, so that we may unite, unity our tool. No weapons are found in this court of rule. Men becoming ki'ai, steadfast in their guard, protecting women's hearts as their song become roots. Roots to cast out healing for all sentient beings. To honor sacred mother, heart forward we heal. The salmon will run, the mauna will breathe, the rivers will flow. The rainbow is here, and prophecy tells us all generations will hear.
Nations and our people that been living here for thousands of years.
Stand up.
We've been fighting for our freedom since the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria.
Stand up.
Like Geronimo, Sitting Bull, Red Cloud, Crazy Horse, Lennon Peltier.
Stand up.
Now they poisoning the waters for our sons and our daughters, so we on the frontier.
We one
nation, one cause, one people, one tribe. Now it's us against the pipeline. Get on your feet for Standing Rock, and we'll show you how strong we could be when we unify.
To all my native people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my tribal people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my native people, to all the original people, to all my indigenous people, recognize yourself, keep your head up.
Stand up, 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 stand up,
stand up. From the beginning we was winning this.
this game on planet Earth. It's been spinning, we've been living and dying, but giving birth the first of many nations, celebrating them days when all that got made came after what God made. These days we cater to these internet memes, internet streams. It seems them streams aren't clean. We need the whole story seen. We're hassling before water has gasoline in it. Malcolm X moment, Martin Luther King with a dream and war boning. Wounded knee plus Alcatraz, doggone it. This is for the rock, with prayers we stand on it.
Oh yeah, we playing on it, the earth we camp on it. In a sweat lodge singing our songs with grandfathers. Heat rocks all in the spot, we splash on them. With a beatbox from my boy, be jam on it. Said a prayer for the black snake killers. Train on the front lines, they are the realest. Stand for your people, stand for your family. Stand with Standing Rock, stand for humanity.
It takes a group of people who actually care about, you know, Mother Earth and life and water being sacred and the land being sacred, to say we stand up.
To all my native people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my tribal people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my native people, to all the original people, to all my indigenous people, recognize yourself, keep your head up.
Was a cat, chicken dog olin, dog what, the shuttala, dilup the lap, old chip tala.
Mini Wachoni, water is life.
Mini Wachoni,
water is life.
Water is life.
Water is life.
Water is life.
I stand with Standing Rock.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
I stand with Standing Rock. Stand up.
To all my native people,
woke up the giant, we won't go quiet.
To all my tribal people,
don't mistake our peace as we stand defiant.
To all my native people,
it's the calm before the storm and I can hear it coming.
To all my tribal people,
I'm ready for the battle when we ain't running.
Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up.
History is on a sad repeat. Is it liberty or we just acting free? As our land depletes from these hands of greed. See, fate is found, how we face the hounds. Take a vow for these sacred grounds. Make a sound that'll shake us out. Say aloud, what can save us now?
That was Taboo with Stand Up for Standing Rock. And before that, Native Brother featuring Thunder Voice Halfkenny with Native Woman. Coming up next, this is Red Star with Sage and Eagle Feathers here on Rose City Native Radio.
Hey, hold up, man. Stop right there. Let's go check that store out. It's got some native designs on it. Yeah. Let's go see if there's any Indians in there. Right?
Attention, attention, we have a red light special. Our culture is now for sale. We have a 2-for-1 special. 2 tribal cultures for the price of 1. Attention, attention, a red light special. 2 tribes cultures for the price of 1. Thank you.
Sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better. Come on all you hippies and all y'all wannabes, I got sage and eagle feathers and I'm charging you a fee. Cause I'm trying to make my cash, dropping culture on your ass. I'm certified Cherokee if anybody asks. Now come into my sweat lodge and chant with me a song. I read it all in a book so I can do no wrong. 5,000, 10,000, I'm building up my stacks. I'll feed you empty wisdom while you just ignore the facts. In
instead of a chanupa. We smoking out the hookah. I'm twisting up these cultures, cause this is how I do ya. When I say I make it rain, you know that I'm not joking, man. I'm balling off the spirit. Listen, those that don't understand, I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. No one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. No one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. No one can do it better. I'm like, why, when them white folks come around and they open up their wallet, and this is how I get rich, man, I'ma be a baller. Selling out our culture, making it a business. It's 2014, now everybody witness. You can find me on YouTube or Instagram, Google or Facebook. I'm that Indian with the feather in my hair and the stoic look. Stoic look. Was that just me? Crazy, man. It's too funny. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. No one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. No one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. No one could do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. I got sage and eagle feathers. No one could do it better.
We have never really seen the war go away. I mean, if you're dying from the 7th Cavalry's bullets, or if you're dying from induced poverty and racism, class systems and sex systems, all right, and you're dying from alcoholism and poverty, all right, or someone has come in the name of maximizing the profit, and they're getting you to work in the mines, the uranium mines, and you're dying from lung cancer, and you're dying from the cancers and the diseases that come out of that. You're dying. It's the same as the bullet killing you, and I see it all as a war.
Songs that my people sing make me feel like I ain't gotta worry about a thing. The balance swings, everyone treated like a king. Remember Mother Earth and the teachings that she brings. Rewind back, you'll find that it's all related. It reminds that with purpose we're all created. But that's debated, distorted by those who hate it. On our beliefs, cause we believed all things were sacred. The long awaited, 7th generation feels the pain. Uranium drained from our black hills. Let it rain. Genocide won't pay the bills. I feel the shame. Suicidal thoughts give me chills. I can't escape it. Warming up with the smallpox blanket while I see my mother get abused. I'm accused of a rebel, cause I don't dance with the devil. I got these reservation blues. I bet their hearts drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about what you don't fight for. Drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for. Chaotic love planted in psychotic mud. A rose from rosebud who rolls from haunted clubs. Hooked on phonics, beating on my sonic drum. Addicted to my demons and my melancholic drugs. Self-hate on my sleeve, self-destruction on my mind. Alone in this house I built with my beats constructed rhymes. I'm not allowed to leave until I deconstruct my mind. Historical trauma, I got my spirit stuck in time. Manifest destiny, arrested all that is left for me. I used to be free in this land, but now I'm a refugee. In the name of progress,
U.S. President, order the death of me. Shout out Dakota 38, I pray that you're blessing me. Resistance is natural, ancestral energy. Battles and survival, decolonized memories. Apologies will never make amends for your colonies. America, you are givers our sovereignty.
Their hearts rock when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for. When they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for.
Descended from the spirit, singing songs of freedom. My ghosts make you hear it. Genocide never ended. Descended from the spirit, singing songs of truth. Their lies make you fear it. Way of life never ended. Descended from the spirit, singing songs of freedom. My ghosts make you hear it. Revolution never ended. Descended from the spirit, singing songs of hope. Hoping my people hear it.
And in order for that system to work, they have to mine our minds to get at the essence of our spirit. The mining of the essence, the mining of the spirit, mining our minds, the pollution from that is all of the neurotic, distorted, insecure behavior patterns that we develop. That's the pollution. But it's a disease, lives and travels through the mind, through the generations.
That was Frank Wallen with White War. And before that, Red Star with Sage and Eagle Feathers. It's now time for your favorite superhero and mine, Super Indian, based off the comic book by Arrogant Star. Enjoy.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. Moccasin Minute. Boss Lady Lena Marie sits in her huge office overlooking the Leaning Oak Bingo Hall.
I'd better turn on the radio. My new spot is on at the top of the hour.
Yellowhammer, good one. I'm Chester Logan on KOAKAM, the voice of the Leaning Oak Reservation. We have a brand new segment for you.
Oh, goody.
Which gaming boss used tribal funds to travel to Beverly Hills for some reservation dermabrasion and a tribal tummy tuck?
Whoa.
None other than Lena Marie.
What?
I'm Vivian Hardy with your Moccasin Minute. And now the weather.
Vivian! That new age wannabe! Hubert! Get in here!
It's time for Super Indian! Hubert Logan's secret identity is known only to a trusted few.
Hubert! What idiot hired Vivian Hardy?
My Uncle Chester.
Oh, I'm gonna whoop him!
Dang. Yeah, I better warn him.
Hubert gathers his sidekick, Mega Bear, and Deoji as Chester Logan continues his broadcast.
The Moccasin Minute is a hit. Just listen to those phones. Here's one more from Yellowhammer.
Oh, Chester, it's Lena Marie. Don't let that downer in here.
Ah, Vivian, stop being paranoid.
Oh, that heifer shut down my New Age bookstore.
That's because you sold sacred items and weird rocks. Answer one of those phone lines, please, Vivian.
This is Vivian Hardy.
Hello, Vivian.
Wampa, my wicked overlord. The mystic crystals of Malibu you enchanted will take down the man.
Oh, Vivian, when I get through with you!
Well, if it isn't loudmouth Elena. These crystals reveal your deepest, darkest secrets. Tell me.
Hubert Logan has a secret identity.
Vivian, what are you doing?
Chester, what are your secrets? Tell me.
I have a library book that's 5 years overdue.
Unbeknownst to Vivian, Super Indian, Mega Bear, and Deoji hide behind the studio door.
Hubert, you were right. There is something funny going on here.
Yeah, I knew there was trouble.
Holy New Age fraud.
Mega Bear, the mystic crystals of Malibu.
Oh, wow. They sparkle like the Fortress of Solitude.
Deoji, Mega Bear, we have to stop Vivian.
Yep.
Miss Hardy, release those crystals and we release...
We're live on KOAKAM radio. Super Indian. Do you have a secret?
Shades of a shady shaman. Mega Bear, turn off the radio microphone.
Got it, Super Dude.
Give me those crystals, oh, Miss
no.
Hardy!
No!
These rocks are no match for my super strength!
Crushed with these bare hands! All my power gone, except for this.
Not since the summer of love has there been such a light show.
A talking res dog we reach, brother.
Oh, Dioji sounds like that guy on Frasier.
You can hear me, Mega Bear? Vivian's shamanic humming has temporarily transformed my ordinary yips into audible speech that others besides Super Indian can comprehend.
Suddenly, the disembodied head of Wampum Bags appears above the broken crystals.
Never send a hippie to do an evil villain's job.
Wampum Bags, I should have known. Mega Bear and I will take everyone to safety. Dioji, finish the broadcast.
With pleasure. You are tuned to 50,000 watts of reservation power on KOAKAM. Remember this hit from the Intergalactic Toaster Experience?
Super Indian and Mega Bear help Chester, Lena, Vivian exit the radio station, where they are greeted by an excited crowd and the tribal police.
Hey, look, it's Super Indian.
Hey, who's doing the broadcast? They have a really good radio voice.
That's an old demo tape I found. Somebody named D.O.G.
Doesn't that spell dog?
Join us next time for another episode of Super Indian.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
That was Super Indian, based off the comic book by Aragon Starr. More information can be found at superindiancomics.com. Coming up next, we got Boogie the Beat with Round Dance here on Rose City Native Radio.
Changes.
contact or in conflict. I'm a disaster, fight for clean water. Now that's a battle rap of red blood, red skin, highly forsaken. You talking, I won't, that's the difference. I put my people on my back, got my home nation knowing they're the reason that I rap. Tell me what you're rapping for. If you ain't in it for change, then don't brag about the score. Ain't no reason for you to ever go tour. If you rap for little B and talk the folklore. Whoa, baddest ever still breathing red skin with a battle cry here for every season chief. Hell no, angel star, no spangle. Never had no angles, it's bars and fans faithful. It's always family over everything. Family is the motivation and my pain medicine. Never afraid to go and get it in. Never been a lame, and a lame is what I never been. I do this for my dead relatives. A native who was conquering, toppling over offerings. Imagine another stopping me. I've been the topic of prophecies, ancient Indian philosophies. To find the words to toss at thee. I am a cocky being, being a being of awkward schemes. My lack of father figure made my future not so clean. Stuck to a hollow dream, stumbled through my first 16. That was written out of pain, that started when I reached my teens. Stayed on a solo mission, life taught me to go the distance. Way before Kevin Costner was told from a ghostly vision. Can't save my pot to pissing, wasn't porcelain. Treat you like burgundy and fracture your upper dorsum ears. Red skin off for years, minus the black trench. Point to left field, start crushing the first pitch. You know life could just switch, it all depends on the circle that you keep. Minus family and friends. You're only as strong as your weakest link. And if you think I'm wrong, then please don't ask again. I never came to play, don't be asking me. Unless you're serious and ready to pay the fee. I represent my nation, Samson is the hoe. If you need to know that home is a toe. Got love for everyone and die for those I call. My wife and my kids and that's about all.
That was A Tribe Called Red featuring Helen Back with The People's Champ, and before that, Boogie the Beat with Round Dance. It's now time for Native Poetry Corner. This week's poem is William Giles, titled Captain America.
Open letter to Marvel Comics. I've always been confused about your flagship character, Captain America. As one of those militarized nations in the history of the world, I don't understand how our mascot's primary weapon is a shield. I feel like he'd be more authentic if he walked around with a nuclear missile stuffed into his tidy whities, or if he stalked around waterboarding terrorists with Diet Coke, or if he toted a bag of Big Macs to clog the arteries of his enemies. If the next Avengers movie is a prequel and we travel back to 1492, would they call Christopher Columbus Captain America? Would his weapon be a flag infected with smallpox, or if it was set in Hawaii 1778, would that American captain's name be Cook, his weapon, a ship full of cholera? When I see that shield, I'm reminded that one of every 8 adult natives in Guam is a U.S. veteran, that American Samoa has the top army recruiting station in the country, that Polynesian Islanders have the highest casualty rates in our armed forces. We are dying to belong. And I'm beginning to understand the metaphor of Captain America's weapon. So show me how a man builds a human shield, fills a military with the children of nations he has slain. We in the United States spend over 8 times as much of our budget on warfare than we do on education. Then we wait as failing schools spit out kids unserved. Wait until the opportunities we dreamed of seem farther away than the stars our people once used as maps. And we ask the question to the young, would you fire a gun to feed your sons? Would you die on a battlefield to build a house for your daughter? We in America decry warlords in Africa for enlisting 13-year-old soldiers while ROTC recruiters fish cadets out of our classroom. See, when the military grabs the land your family used to farm, sugar plantation becomes platoon. But when farmers till the earth with guns, the only crop is blood. When war is our only industry, the only crop is blood. In these territories, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, Samoa, Northern and Marianas Virgin Islands, the people are unable to cast a vote for the U.S. president who decides where and when we go to war. So they're a shield with a lip, but no mouth, no say what country it will be thrown into next. We are so much more than war's bone and blood fist, more than body-made bullet trap. I will show you how a shield, given no voice, can still grow teeth, still teach itself how to speak. We, survivors turned soldiers, we once and always will be warriors. We, as Captain America, when your shield, our people, decide our lives are worth more than the price of your citizenship, what will you hide behind then?
That was William Giles with Captain America. Coming up next, this is Digging Roots with AK-47 here on Rose City Native Radio.
I just figured out the world's problems. People don't make out enough.
To a gun, peace into a gun, hope into a gun. When I load up my AK-47, if I fly,
Yeah, native youth, I wrote this song for you, cause I wanted you to know that I put my heart into. I get inspired every time that I speak to you. I can acknowledge all the things that you're going through. And trust me when I say that I've been in your shoes. Locked up before for breaking all of the rules. I felt alone, so I posted up in my room. With thoughts of suicide, I don't know what to do. I'm so confused, if I end it all, who's gonna care? Picture my funeral, who's all there? That constant feeling of despair, zoned out with a blank stare. In that moment, I'm trying to decide my fate. With war paint written all across my face, the ancestors fought hard and never gave up this easily. So I find something deep inside of me. To my dream or your family, thanks for believing in me. Together with the you, we gon' make some history. Native youth, yes, I'm still talking to you. I promise you, owing the truth, that's all I know how to do. Too many years of constant being lied to. I know how you feel. You probably had it up to here. And take a moment from wiping the stairs. Close your eyes for a second. Imagine you no longer living in fear. Keep your head above the clouds and know it gets better from here. Pretend for 1 second, Pop's putting down a beer as he puts arms around you so you can feel how love heals. How love heals, how love heals. It's not your fault that love for your life, it just disappears. It disappears, it disappears. I know the pain suffocates and takes you to a distant place. A youth among all experience the highest rate. We got a promise, we will never let the youth fade away. This is more than Twitter hashtags, dear native youth. Native Youth.
That was Mike Jordan with Dear Native Youth, and before that, Digging Roots with AK-47. Coming up next, Mob Bounce with Oral Tradition, here on Rose City Native Radio.
Mob Bounce. Oral Tradition. This is the tree of life. I will help those seed trees. I dispel the lies of man, the frauded hand that feeds me. This hell is just a scam. The God that I am believes me. Creator made the land. I am the land, so Mother Earth breeds me. Spider weaves the story, so the web of life reads me. I can spell out the glory, so I spell L-O-V-E. Elders to oral traditions, this is where it leads me. 7 generations, now my spirit can fly freely. We can keeping it real with a medicine wheel, better than suffering, enough of that. We can heal better than my skin in my blood. I bleed, soak the wound up and show you my scar has sealed. We are unifying all people as one. You the flying, the eagle and sun. New beginnings in the east have come. Bring me a baby, a daughter or son.
Oh grandpa, tell me your stories about the good old days. Oh grandma, teach me the way like the good old way.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K2A2BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. Time is 7 o'clock, and coming up next is Hard Knock Radio. But first, some messages. KABU Community Radio will be conducting a news and public affairs orientation on Tuesday, March 10th from 5 o'clock till 6 o'clock. This orientation will provide you with a crash course in news and public affairs productions here at KABU. Over the hour, we will cover our philosophy, our expectations, how it all works, and how you can get started with us. This training will be taught by Althea Billings, the news director, and myself, Tammy Hepteus, the public affairs director. The training will take place at KABU at 20 Southeast 8th Ave. Hope to see you there.
KABU is hiring. We're currently accepting applications for our volunteer and outreach coordinator position. We're looking for someone with experience in volunteer management and outreach to diverse communities and preferably has experience with nonprofits. This is a full-time position. For the full job description and instructions on how to apply, see the job listing on our website at kabu.fm/employment. Applications are due Saturday, March 22nd by 5 p.m. KABU is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer.
Thank you.